Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. Years ago, I was talking to a student, and I was talking to her about her country, and I asked her, "What would you show me in your country?" She said, "I will take you to my Father's house." And I was reminded that's what Jesus would say, "I want you to know my Father." And it's such a blessing to see that our Lord Jesus Christ's goal was to please the Father in everything he did. And John 8:29, he says, "I always do those things that please him and honor him." And so we see his heart was set, his heart was focused. And also I want to bring to your attention Luke 22:15. We read this portion when we have the Lord's table. And when we are reminded, he said, in 15, "With fervent desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you." And we see that, and these are the 12 people who have walked with him and been in the same place, observed him when he was happy, observed him when he was sad, observed him when he was tired, observed him. And he never forgets. One thing our Lord will never forget. And so in the same chapter, 22, 28, and 29, he said, "But you are those who have continued with me in my trials. You have walked with me. You have seen me. You are getting the message." And another place in John 17:6, he said, "I gave them your word. They received your word. They kept your word." And that blesses me that he trusts us. And let us trust him more. He is the Creator God, the living God. And he wants to do this, and he said, "You have walked with me." And then in verse 29, "I want to bless you." So whatever we do for the Lord, he will never forget. Hebrews 6:10. And what is it that he wants to have a close communion and fellowship with us? We have the 66 books given to us. Let us say, "Lord, give me a hunger and thirst." Psalm 63:1, "O God, my God, early will I seek thee." Psalm 42:1, "As a deer panteth for the water, let us long for him." Jesus longs for us. And here he says, "With desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you." That communion table is so important, so precious. And again, the Word of God says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. He's willing to forgive us and give us a restart, a refresh, and we can begin anew, and you will see the glory of God, and that we will say like the psalmist, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." We have a great God, a great Savior, and we have been called to be his ambassadors and his lights. What a great privilege. This is the greatest message on earth to be communicated. There is a way out. There's hope. There's a future. There's life in Christ. And let us really understand the message and work hand in hand with the Lord Jesus Christ and serve him the way with the passion he had for people, and that he will work in and through our lives, that we love people, pray for people, never give up, keep looking up, and you will see the glory of God. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.